Good morning, everyone. So, I have been working in Docker a fair amount lately, and this little post is not about Docker, actually, but it has made me realize something about good software. And what I have realized is when I'm working in Docker, I end up going into a Docker container and working inside the container while I'm debugging things and stuff like that, which takes me into my own terminal session inside of the container. And that terminal session doesn't have all of my terminals set up in that I have on my local machine. And I realized that I have a couple of tools that I have just had installed for, I don't know, maybe a year or two. Actually, I can tell you how long I've had them installed. No, only 6 months. I've had them installed for 6 months. And the thing that I realized is that having these tools installed on my local machine makes other shells or terminals feel broken. And that's a pretty cool thing if you can design software that when it isn't available to your end users, it makes the software feel broken. So those two tools are, it's called ZHS or ZSH, sorry, dash auto suggestions. It's a extension for ZHS. Or for ZSH, I can't say that the right way this morning. And all that it does is it just does auto suggestions in ZSH. And so, what does that mean? It means that now when I start typing in my shell, I immediately start seeing suggestions from my history, which obviously, like the there's the infamous up arrow, right? Which kind of allows you to scroll back through your history, or of course, you can take your history and pipe it to grep, and then search it that way. But all of those are like, it's pretty clunky, and this feels fast and magical, and it has that stickiness that makes other terminals feel broken when I don't have this this extension. And then the second thing that I have added that actually integrates with the ZSH auto suggestions is I think it's called Atuin. It's Atuin, and it bills itself as magical shell history, but what it does for me, it does like shell history syncing and stuff, and I don't even use any of that. I don't want my shell going off to a cloud server, or you can do local servers and stuff, but I don't use any of that. All I use from it is, for one, it keeps track of your request history locally, and it actually pipes that back into the ZSH auto suggestions. The two projects integrate together. But then also, when I hit up arrow in my terminal, I get a TUI menu of my request history that's searchable, filterable, all kinds of stuff. And so I can find old commands that I've run extremely quickly and browse them in a TUI-like manner. If you go to atuin.sh, you can see that right on the homepage, you can see what I'm talking about. And these two tools make other terminals feel broken. And I don't know. I just wanted to give a shout out this morning to those two projects because I think they're doing really cool work for us people that are down in the terminal all the time, just to make it more productive for us. And kudos to anyone if you've ever built software that when you don't have it available, it makes things feel broken. Kudos to you, because that's a sign that you're making cool stuff. All right, that's all. Just a little thought for the morning. Heading out. See you later.